What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Doggy Diamonds. Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. On the screen, you're going to see a bunch of images. These images are very relative to the conversation that I want to have tonight with you. People that's going to listen. Some people going to join in the chat. Some people going to listen on the playback. Some people, however you receive this information. But the images are very relative to what I'm talking about, especially in these times and just period overall. So I selected these images, put these images together, made a little slideshow, and here we go. So shout out to everybody on the check-in. I see you. Yes, I am actually live this time. This is not a taping and premiere. This is actually live. I am live. I'm with you right now as we speak the moment. I'm live right now. But shout out to everybody that's in the chat room. Again, shout out to everybody who's going to listen on the playback. Shout out to everybody who's going to possibly hear this on iTunes or Spotify. Doggy Diamonds No Filter is the podcast. So, you know, hopefully you are in tune with that on Spotify and iTunes. And I'm going to not be all over the place, but I am going to jump from topics, but I'm going to keep it all in the same line. And basically the message is this to you out there, men, women, and children, hold your head in this times. It's a lot of wacky stuff going on. It's a lot of wacky people. And they are really, it's like their job is to push your buttons and to take you out of character and make you do something very, very dumb and jeopardize your life as well as theirs and your other and others. And you can see on the screen some of the pictures that are coming up. I'm telling you, it's very, very relative to what I'm talking about. So where is all of this coming from? Why today do you wake up and say this? Well, it started, I think it was Saturday. I was on my way from Aldi, and it was just a long, long line there. And when I go out in the street, it is what it is. I expect long lines. I'm not in a rush. I'm not, you know, frustrated. It's going to be long lines. There's going to be people there. You know, it's going to be all types of different energies, all type of different vibes. It is what it is. I'm there to get what I got to get, and I'm out. You know, I'm not there to be frustrated, annoyed, or annoy anyone else. The only problem I do have when I go out in the street is that 6 feet social distancing thing that we supposed to be practicing. Some people have no idea what 6 feet is. So I find when people are right up on me, I get a little bothered. Mainly because it's like, yo, if we come out and the rule has been 6 feet for everyone, why can I reach out and touch you? My arm is not 6 foot long. So if I can touch you, if I can step on your dirty bum Uggs, that means you're very close to me. You need to move away from me a little bit, please. Just for my safety and your safety. Yes, we all have on masks, but let's just do that so they don't have any more reasonings for doing some of the things that they've doing because we so-called follow the instructions. So when people are right close to me, it kind of annoys me. So besides that, go to Aldi, get what I need to get. Get my seeds, get my cranberries, get all the stuff I want to get, my corn chips, my hummus. If y'all follow me on Facebook, anything, I love hummus. I've been eating tubs of hummus. You know what I'm saying? I love hummus. So, you know, I got my hummus, so I'm in good spirits. So I check my DM, as I do, and somebody hit me up and was like, individual made a post about you and this, that, and the third. And what I be bugging off of is how I let it bother me. And I'm saying this publicly because why am I letting things bother me? It's 2020, all the things that's going on right now. Nobody should be able to disrupt my peace via the internet. Nobody should be able to do that. So for maybe about 11 minutes, I was kind of like in rampage mode. What do I always do when I get angry? I pick up the phone and I call people to, you know, so my thing was, okay, individual feel a way about me. I call somebody who I believe that they like to say they're a mutual friend. That's your man. I'm your man. Line it up then. That was my thing. Line it up. Line it up. Line up the meeting. Line up the sit down. Line up the fair one. Line up whatever got to get lined up, because I don't understand where a lot of this hostility be coming from with people. Yo, I don't bother nobody. I don't keep people's name in my mouth. I'm not in nobody's lane. I'm not trying to outdo anyone. I don't step on nobody's toes. I don't thumb down people's video. I'm not into a lot of stuff. I just straight up and down mind my business. Okay? I have a big platform, like many people do. I do not come on here every day talking about people. For those who do that, do what you do. Do what you do. Get your coins how you got to get them. Get your platform how you got to get it together. Get everything how you got to get it together. If that's what you see fit, do what you do. It's just for me, that's not my thing, right? So, I call the individual. I say, line it up. If anybody feel that strongly about me, where they going to keep talking about me or making posts about me, the reaction from me is, yo, let's fight. Seriously, yo, let's fight. Not over words, just over principle. Because one thing that you never should allow anybody to do is attempt to assassinate your character and assassinate who you are as an individual for their own personal gain. That was my initial reaction. So I called homie. Yo, line it up. You say that's your man. You say I'm your man. Yo, line that up. Tell him, yo, what's good. Tell him I meet him wherever. Let's do whatever. Because I'm not playing with nobody. One thing about me, yo, I don't play with people, because we're going to get into that. I just don't play with people. I don't play with people. I don't like to be played with. I laugh, I joke, I'm very jovial, I have a good time, but I'm very, very serious. And I don't like playing with people. And I don't like people playing with me. So you're not going to catch me on anything just trying to belittle people or mess with people's, assassinate people's character in any way. Now, if it's something culturally that we're talking about related to hip hop, that's different. I do that. You know, and I'm not going to say who I'm talking, because it's actually more than one person. And these individuals, this is the thing, they want to be, I'm going to get into that. I'm going to get into it right now. Some people want to be your opposition so bad. They want to be your opposition so bad. They want to be your op so bad. They want to have beef with you so bad. Like what's wrong with you? Yo, I'm the type of person, look, let me tell you how I operate. You don't like me? I'm not always right. I have done things and said things in the past that might have offended people. And if I've done that, as a man, I always apologize. I misspoke in a Queens Flip interview about a situation with me and Loaded Lux. Misspoke. I spoke to Lux after I did the interview. And when I spoke to him, he was able to give me clarity on something. What did I do? I privately apologized to him. And then I publicly apologized to him because he was able to get me to understand something, and I was wrong for misspeaking on him. I did an interview maybe 4 years ago about Gene Deal. I misspoke about some information that I didn't know. And me and him was at odds for years silently. It wasn't nothing public, but I misspoke about him. When I finally spoke to him via MREC, he was able to get me to understand something that I didn't know. What did I do? I apologized to him privately. And the way I went out there publicly and spoke about him, I apologized publicly because I was wrong. I don't have no long-standing feuds with nobody. None of y'all are my op. Y'all not going to be my op. But for a split second, and this is the lesson that I'm trying to give y'all. For a split second, let's say 11 minutes, I was angry. And what I did in that anger, for a split second, I was like, man, yo, listen. Whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. Based off of this. That's how I was thinking. Then something kicked in where I said, yo, hold up. What are you doing? Cause I talked to myself. I said, what are you doing? You see the play? Listen, the play is this, right? In football, when they read the play, the defense see the quarterback eyes and where he's about to throw the ball, so it's easy for him to intercept it because he read the play. Same thing. In basketball, you see the play. And I decided to talk about this today because of me watching the Last Dance documentary, the Michael Jordan documentary, and how mentally sound he was when it came to that game. And I likened it to myself, like how mentally sound I am when it comes to this mental game of life. How I don't play with people. I don't allow people to play with me. And if you don't catch yourself in the moment of being angry, in the moment of about to be irrational, what you see on the screen, as I'm talking, it's a little delay for y'all, but when you see on the screen, that's going to be the end result for you, them, and maybe somebody that's innocent in it all. Listen, this whole thing that's going on right now, we in a time where many people don't know where their next dollar is going to come from, right? Many people are out of work. People have mortgage. People have rent. People have car notes. People have children. People have child support. People have all types of bills that they have to pay right now. And the money's not coming because they've been furloughed out of work, or they completely lost their job, or they're an entrepreneur and the way their job, the way their money is set up, they have to get out there and hustle. But everything is shut down. Right? So this is a stressful time for everybody. It ain't just me. It's not a certain demographic. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, green, blue, whatever. Everybody's dealing with the same thing, not unless you was already well off and rich. But for all the individuals living check to check, a lot of people is twisted right now and trying to figure it out and trying to hold on. So this is a stressful time. And I'm finding that in this stressful time, you have people who are warmongers that's going around to add added stress to situations. And you already a ticking time bomb. But if you don't check yourself, you're going to go to prison. for hurting someone, or you're going to hurt, you're going to get hurt, and you're going to be maimed, scarred, or potentially deceased from it. Now, I be bugging because I'm like, yo, all I do is see people playing on the internet. This is a very serious time. And I see people playing. They playing with people's name. They playing with people's likeness. They're on TikTok dancing. They doing all the things. You play. How can you be playing in a serious time like this? Now, I'm not saying get up in the morning and iron your white shirt and put creases in your pants and sit there, you know, drill formation and all that. Enjoy your life. But leave people alone. Leave people alone. This is a tough time for everybody. Many people have lost loved ones, has lost friends. I got homies in jail. I can't even speak to them. I don't know what's going on with them. It's real right now. And the same people who want to talk about 6ix9ine is a troll and this troll, they doing the same thing that he did to get popping. They doing the same things. How did that end up for him? You doing the same things. Me, listen, before I again, 11 minutes of rage. And then I sat down and I said, you know what, man? You come too far in life. Like, you really, really earned everything you got. You earned it. You earned it. You worked hard. You worked hard for it. You stayed down. You stayed diligent. You didn't go out of character. You didn't do any of this madness to get what you're earning right now. So if you hear my last video, you hear a Manscaped ad. I got sponsors. I got a podcast network. This is just not a YouTube thing for me. That's why I'm not on here all day, every day. It's not just a YouTube thing. I have a network with people signed to me. People who I have to produce their show. I have to produce content. I do many things. I don't have time to be playing with buffoons on the internet. That's not what life is about. That's not what life is about. We grown ass men. When we gonna start acting like grown men? Grown men. I'm not talking about grown boys. I'm not talking about somebody playing. I'm talking about grown men. When we gonna start acting like grown men? So I'm on, you know, I'm always on the treadmill daily. You know, that's my workout routine. I do the treadmill, do my push-ups, do everything. And I was talking to the people in my Instagram live, and I was just talking about like stuff like Kevin Gates. It's like, am I supposed to go and sort out Kevin Gates' sex tape to talk about his sex tape and his stroke game? That's not for me. Am I supposed to talk about what little Boosie did to his children? That's not for me. For those who do that, do what you do. Do what you do. That's not my thing. But it's a real low frequency, low vibrating dudes out here. And the way they move is so toxic. And I'm like, yo, y'all don't see what's going on? Y'all don't see the play? It's so toxic. Yo, I removed myself from situations, y'all. I'm telling you, listen, I could be out. And I'm in the streets and I see it getting a little staticky and yo, I'm out. I've been there before. I've been at the club to let out. Somebody get shot, stabbed, beat up. Yo, when I used to go out, party over, I'm gone. Peace. I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. I worked too hard to get what I got and went through hell and back to throw it all away or lose it for some low vibrating idiots. And this is just my message to y'all. It's not about me. I'm just using me because I'm the voice. But even in your life, even what you're dealing with right now, never throw it all away over an emotional act or for an idiot. Because a lot of people are on a kamikaze mission. A lot of people are on a mission that they will take. Did you see the meme? How a person will sink the whole ship if they can't be the captain? That's where we at right now with people. That's where we at. People will sink the whole ship if they can't be the captain. They don't even want to be happy to be in the ship. They might have been the last one picked to get on the ship or wasn't even supposed to be there. And now they're coming here to look to see what they can disrupt. Now you got YouTube, which is a free for all, where you got all types of people that's able to go live. Salute, get your coins. Get your coins. Do what you got to do. Get your AdSense money. Get whatever you got to get. Do what you got to do. I ain't mad. But I'm going to tell you, just leave me alone. Leave my name out of anything. If you know me like that, pick up my phone. Bang my line. Call me. If you don't got my number, that means you don't know me. Straight up. That's why I don't talk about people on YouTube. Because we all, and when I say we, I'm going to say, even though not myself, but I don't want to act like I'm excluded from my people, but we all are in a situation where we feel like the minute our name get called, here come the DMs. Oh, such and such said this about you. And I'd be like, yo, well, what do you want me to do? I blocked this person on all social media platforms. They cannot leave a comment on my YouTube. Their name is blacklisted on my YouTube, and they still talk about me. They still care about me. I have women that I was with for years that don't even talk about me like that. Sick obsessions that men be having with other men, I don't get it. Again, I don't have a long-standing feud with nobody. I don't have a feud that I've had with somebody for 20 years, 10 years, 2 years. Listen, we don't get along. I don't like you. You don't like me. Cool, we go our separate ways. It's not the end of the world. But when I see the corniness, I'm like, oh, I get it. Everything is for content. Everything is for content now. So any situation that you have, whether it's real, fake, made up, private, everything is content. Did you ever see a time where real dudes screenshot a text that you had with them and put it to the world and spin it? I don't even do that. That's something a woman would do. Not unless you flat out lied about something. It's like I'm confused right now. Like what's happening? So me, right? When I think I got an issue with somebody or somebody got an issue with me, I call a phone. I'm telling you, I listen. I pick up the phone. I got your number. I call. Yo, what's wrong? What's going on? What's the deal? I'm hearing some things. I'm seeing some things. I want to hear it from you of what's going on. You know what individuals do? You know what these men do? You know what these gangsters do? They ignore your phone call. They ignore you. And you know what they do right after that? They go online and say, I don't want to have no peace talks. I'm not listening to you. So you don't want to resolve to the issue. You just want clout. You just want clout. Everything is for content. I got people who I thought I was cool with. You might have seen them on my channel. You might have seen me rocking with them. Then out of nowhere, Here we go. They on some funny stuff. And I see somebody on the chat room saying, I'm subbing Hassan Campbell. You don't know what you're talking about, because why would I be subbing him? I have no issues or problems with him. And I got his telephone number. So stop being a sucker and spreading stupid shit. So I'm not subbing nobody. I'm talking in general. I don't have to sub anybody. Again, if I have a problem with an individual, I will pick up the phone and call them. When people say stuff about me and I try to call them and they don't pick up, then hey, it is what it is. But I could say this to the world. I don't have no problem with anybody. I have no issues. I do not wake up in the morning and say, I wonder what this dude is doing. I don't care. I have my routine. I have what I got going on. I have what I'm doing. I don't care. Sometimes I don't even go on YouTube at all. I don't know what people are doing. Do them. I hope everybody's growing. I remember when Queens Flip had his, you know, his run, and he was getting a lot of interviews. I had people always hitting me, yo, Queens Flip is on your neck. Yeah, he's on your neck. He's number one. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, he brung you up last night on my show and said you fell off. And how could I? Well, that's his opinion. How could anybody say I fall off? I own a network. I don't care what nobody says about me. I really don't. And if a person rock with me and they supposed to be my friend, and they're supposed to be my comrade, and they talk about me in a derogatory way, I'm not surprised. What's up, everybody? This is Doggy Diamonds. Whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your roommates, your homeboy, your homegirl, or your significant other is listening to. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, but before you drop hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. You already know Raycon earbuds start about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing as any other top audio brands you know. The newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit. Raycon wireless earbuds are so comfortable, perfect for a conference call or binging podcasts like mine. You know, Doggy Diamonds No Filter, you should be binging that. Use the Raycon. Well, anyway, unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet, with no dangling wires or stems to distract anyone during video calls. You might hear me talk about the company was co-founded with Ray J and other celebrities like Snoop, Melissa Etheridge, Brandy, J.R. Smith are obsessed with Raycons. Pick up a pair and see what the hype is all about. Now is your time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/DD101. That's right, buyraycon.com/DD101. For 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. buyraycon.com/DD101. That's my personal link. So use that and you get 15% off your order. Some of the top shows on YouTube right now is my shows. Some of the biggest YouTube channels I own. I don't even say nothing. I can't say nothing, because then people start hating. I never fall off. I fall back. You know what I'm saying? I never fall off. I fall back. I got 60, 70 unreleased interviews. I'm cool. I'm good. I'm good. I'm just telling y'all. I'm just telling y'all. And what I'm trying to tell y'all is that don't get tricked out of what you're doing, what you're working on. I've signed people. I put a lot of people on. I put a lot of people on right now. I sign people. I got sponsorships. I got all types of things that I'm working on. This is what I worked hard for. Backstory, One Loudspeaker Network was doing their thing. I hit them up. Yo, I'm looking for a network for my podcast. They didn't tell me no, but they didn't tell me yes. What was I supposed to do? I did my own thing. I didn't cry about them. You never seen me slander them. You never seen me say anything bad about them. They play me though. But I do me. But in irrational thoughts, in a irrational mind, you could throw it all away and end up on Rikers Island or whatever county jail you in, or in handcuffs or dead. Because you got a lot of low vibrating people out here. This they job to stir up stuff. That's what they do. And if it ain't with me, it's going to be with somebody else. That's not what I'm into. I'm not into beef. I started a platform for people who I felt like never got their shot, never got their just due, or had a story, and I wanted people to get their story out there. That's what I did for everybody. If you notice, a lot of people who's on my platform, nobody ever messed with them, nobody rocked with them, and I gave them a shot and gave them an opportunity to speak and let the world know their story. That's what I did. That's what I do. Period. I don't care about social commentary. It's not my thing. Some of the things going on in the world, it just don't even matter to me. It does not affect what I'm doing. I'm stocking up beans. I don't really eat steaks and stuff like that, so the meat shortage going on doesn't affect me. But I'm stocking up beans. I'm stocking up other little things that I need to stay alive. I don't got no time to be playing on no YouTube or playing on Instagram and social media. Leave me alone. That's what I'm telling everybody. Leave me alone. If I don't matter, if I fell off, if you took over, if you're bigger than me, all that stuff that people want to say, okay, so leave me alone. Let me just leave me alone. Why am I the person that everybody feel like they have to go at? And then when I called a mutual friend, he said, well, maybe this dude feel like you in the way and he got to get you out the way. Get me out the way. Get me out the way. One of the founders, one of the people who paved the way, you got to get me out the way. Why you got to get me out the way? I'm not in nobody's way. I don't do interviews behind people. I don't leave negative comments. Why you got to get me out the way? Why am I the person that you're setting your sights on if I'm not what I used to be, or you got more subscribers than me? And the same thing, like I was saying, let me get back to the Queens Flip thing. When Queens Flip was, starting his run with the interviews, if y'all go on his channel, I went over there and let him interview me. I talked to him behind the scenes. I wanted to see him win. I like the fact that he's winning. That don't bother him. Shining doesn't dim my light. It doesn't bother me. It's dope. I'm happy. That's why I went over there and let him interview me. That's why I used to get on dudes' channels. You know what I'm saying? That's why I used to get on dudes' channels. That's why when dudes go live, I jump in a live. I'm not a person who is in a situation where it's like, yo, it's me against them. You know, when I came in this, man, I was battling Vlad. I was battling people who I felt was making our culture look bad. I got called racist. I got called types of stuff. So I fell back. Okay. I'm this, I'm that. Okay, I fall back. I always heard, you know, can't be the dead horse. What I do, I fall back. But I'm telling everybody, the title of this video, what I'm telling everybody is, anytime I want to step on the gas, believe me, I could. I'm coasting, I'm chilling, trying to stay alive, trying to avoid all drama. Anytime I want to step on the gas, I could. I got the content. Content is king out here. Content is king. I got stuff that nobody ever seen will ever see. That's why when you go look up names, it's always me interviewing them. And I'm not talking about an individual. I'm talking about individuals. Because every now and again, you got to peek your head out, clear the air, and then go back to where you're going. I'm not into this YouTube back and forth stuff. I'm not into it. That's for people who need content. That's not how I create content. Everything is not content. You know what I'm saying? Everything is not content. Some things, yo. Okay, cool. I tap out. You win. You know why? I got a lot to lose. I got a lot to lose. Everything that I work for. Everything that I work for, I can lose. But it's funny, see, because the thing, that's why I don't like to go live sometimes, because I get distracted by the chat room and the stupid stuff that people say, and I find myself reacting, and it's just like, what's wrong with some of y'all? If I say I'm not talking to something about somebody, you think I don't have the heart to say who I'm talking about publicly if I'm talking about them? You don't think I would call their phone? You wouldn't even, if I was talking about somebody, it wouldn't even make YouTube. I would call them. Straight up. But I know some of y'all are just hoes. Some of y'all are just hoes. Y'all love this. This is a learning lesson for everybody. But this is some of the reasons why I fall back. Because at the same time, I know what I'm dealing with. Y'all want to play on TikTok. Y'all want to be in people's comments hating. Y'all want to do that. I'm not with all that. I ain't with all that. I ain't with all that. I be chilling. Living life. Again, making sure my loved ones is okay. We have elderly people in our family. We have children in our family. We have different things going on where we have to take care of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? I'm not scared to say nobody's name. I said it's individuals. I'm not sitting here. Listen, I'm doing this for y'all. I'm always going to be good. I'm telling y'all. If you work hard, right, and you did all you have to do to get where you at, never throw it away for a damn loser or losers. That's the bottom line. Don't you think, right? Listen, right? Y'all didn't learn anything from the tax loan situation? Nobody learned nothing? That never happened? That never happened? One person in jail, right? One person deceased. One person possibly going to jail and lose their career over what? I'm not going. I'm not doing that. I worked hard. Nothing was handed to me. Nothing was handed to me. And that's why I got these pictures on the screen. Right? That's why I got these pictures on the screen. You got the morgue. You got the jail. You got the ambulance. You got all of this. You got the funeral. You got the coroner. That's why I got these pictures on the screen. I'm not throwing it all away. Y'all got it. Y'all got it. If y'all have a, listen, for the people out there, if y'all have a obsession with certain people, that's on you. I don't. And I've said plenty of times in the same conversation that I'm not talking about a person. The person still wants to say, I know you're talking about them. You gay. Let's just say that. Something wrong with you. But at the end of it all, I do have an interview to do. Somebody's interviewing me tonight at 9:15. And yo, I just came on here to tell y'all, don't do it. Don't lose it all. Don't throw it all away for no stupidness, man. You work hard. You do what you gotta do. Don't throw it all away for stupidness. Ignore it. Ignore the trolls. Ignore the haters. If you didn't see it and somebody bring it to your attention, then they're being a warmonger. Straight up and down. Because I have a lot of these people blocked. I'm not friends with some of these people on social media. I don't know what they say and what they do. So if I don't rock with them and they don't rock with me, then why are you bringing them to me? I don't care. I don't care. I done been in the streets doing the dumbest stuff ever. I done been stabbed. I done been shot at. I done found my best friend under a sheet. I done lost everything, got it all back. I done been through a lot. So when you get to a point in your life where you like, hold up. So you mean to tell me if I stay away from the BS, I'm cool. It's a different side than just being a moron. Like there is another way. There's life outside of being on the block. Hold up. Who would have thought that? I never would have thought that. That's all I knew. That's all I saw. So when you evolve from that, you're like, man, I ain't going back to the block. I ain't going back. I'm not going to be one of the dudes in the hood drinking 40s. Because if you let every dude in the hood tell you, they sleep on a $1,500 mattress, they smoke the finest, they got a 80-inch 20K plasma TV, they got all this stuff going on, but then they leave all of this greatness and this mansion that they live in to go stand in front of the corner store for hours. Somebody lying. So for me, all the things that I'm doing, all the things that I accomplished, I'm not throwing it all away for stupidity or no one. Let them individuals be who they are. You know what I'm saying? Let them individuals be who they are. You really, really have to elevate past that. Because when you go down and you lie with dogs, you come up with fleas. And these individuals are bottom feeders. And when you remove yourself from the situation, they start feeding off each other. You start seeing dudes turn on each other. Like, oh, I thought they was cool. So I always remove myself. I remove myself from every situation. My worry is the doggy diamonds. I don't even have a haircut right now. I bought some clippers. I'm about to cut my own hair. That's my mission. I'm like, yo, you got to cut your own hair, bro. You got to wing it. But for 11 minutes, I could have been very stupid. And that's the lesson that I wanted to give y'all today. Nothing is worth throwing it all away. Nobody is worth it. Not if they're not in your circumference, if they're not in your face about to harm you, your loved ones. Yo, just ignore these people, man. Because they on a kamikaze mission. They're going to take themselves down and everybody with them. And you know what you might get? If you do something to them, you're going to get, yo, you was a real one. Well, how real is 40 years in jail? Know what you're going to get? If they harm you, you're going to get an RIP. How real is rest in peace? How real is rest in peace? How real is 40 years in jail? When you know you was in the safety and the confines of your own home and you reacted like an idiot and you left to prove something to people you don't know. That's why I say I don't need validation from strangers. At the end of the day, I thank y'all. I'm happy that y'all support me. I'm very grateful. I wish I could give everybody dap individually, but I can't. And I know everything I do is not going to make everybody happy. Everybody's not going to be happy with me. Everybody's not going to love me. It is what it is. But I'm not in a situation where I feel like I have to prove myself. You ever notice when it comes to us as a people, we always got to prove ourselves. We could have the greatest track record ever. We could do some of the greatest things. And our own people look at us and say, yeah, but you can't do it again. But the Beatles, Vlad, you name them, anybody else from any other culture, they just get a pass. They don't have to prove themselves over and over again. They did it and that's it, and they're great. With us, we always got to prove ourselves. Oh, he fell off. Oh, look at him, he a bum. When we greet each other, first thing we do, we look each other up and down. You seen the sneakers? This man might have $9 million in the bank, stocks, bonds, land, good health. And the first thing we doing is looking at materialism on a person, looking at their sneakers, looking at his shirt. You seen his shirt? You seen the car he pulled up in? This is the mentality that we have. I ain't with it. BlackRock 718, you hit the nail on the head. I stay away. I stay away. I don't want certain energies on my channel no more. I'm not going on their channels. I'm not even engaging with certain people no more because their energy is off. Their energy is off. When I felt like I was at a place in life, I went and sat on somebody's couch. I got professional help. Go back to 2015 when I was talking about that. I went and spoke to somebody. Yo, look, I have these crazy thoughts where I want to harm people. Straight up. I think I could solve everything violently. When I feel disrespected, I want to lash out. I don't think that that's normal. What do you say? My psychologist told me, yo, that's not normal. Because if you hurt somebody, you're going to jail. If they hurt you, you're going to die. This was 2009. Here we are 11 years later. But when you learn things, that's why it's always good to study. Because you got to stay studying. You got to stay in a positive mindset. Shout out to the homie Success Jay. I told him, I said, yo, I'm the type of friend that call you and ask you, what are you doing right now? So you mean to tell me you laying in the bed while everybody else is winning and you ain't winning? Now you got to get up. Ain't no laying down. Get your rest. Take your naps. But yo, bro, you got to win. That's why if you look at my track record, and look at other people's track records. Because I hate talking about myself because I'm not a narcissist, right? But look at my track record. I try to help everyone. Everyone. I've interviewed everyone. People who they said didn't matter is irrelevant. Nobody cared about. Look, he's relevant and he matters to me. Because relevance is the conversation, not the individual. Relevance is the conversation, not the individual. So if the conversation is relevant, then who's talking about it is relevant. Because what makes Max Kellerman relevant to talk about basketball? But we okay with that. What makes Adam 22 relevant to talk about 6ix9ine and street stuff? But it's the conversation. So I gambled on a lot of people. I never been the type of individual who was on some hating. Never was like, yo, I hope this person don't win. Nah, anybody who came in contact with me, let's do it. Let's do it. I could upload videos every day talking smack. I could do it every day. It's not my thing. That's not who I am as a man. The hardest thing you could do as a man is talk about another man. It's tough. It's very tough. And then I came to a point in my life where I just didn't want to, I don't really want to critique my people like that. I don't want to always seem like I'm bashing my people. I could have made a video about Boosie and what he did, but yo, I'm not his child. I don't know what's going on through that man's mind. I don't got nothing to say about that. For those who got something to say about it, that's what they do. That's their thing. I don't have an issue with it. It's just that how I move, what I do. It doesn't make me better than anybody. It damn sure don't make me worse. It's just who I am as an individual. You come a point in your life where you are a grown man. Seriously, like you are a grown man. And all you think about is grown man stuff. You're like, oh, it's Tuesday. I got to take the garbage out. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no time to be playing on YouTube. Recycling is tomorrow. That type of stuff. Damn, it ain't no more water. I gotta go to Target and get water. That type of stuff. Not on YouTube talking about rich people. What did that do for me? I'm trying to get it. And I don't want to act an ass, right? I don't want to act an ass to where I don't move to certain levels because I look like somebody else who's going to throw it all away because I have behavioral problems. We all come from the streets. We all come from, yo, what's good? We all come from, yo, let's get it popping. We all come from, yo, I got that. We all come from that. What does that mean, though? In 2020 right now, what does it mean? I'm sitting here calling the dude to line up a fair one with somebody and we in lockdown. Where we going to meet up at? Seriously. But I know, never let anger supersede your judgment. And for a split second, you make the wrong decision and you throw it all away. And then you sit there and say, damn, I am a fool. I ruined my life being emotional. Yo, it is what it is, man. People gonna be who they are. People going to be who they are. And I hate to say it. I said it privately. I say it to my people. And they say you shouldn't say that. But I'm going to end it with this. Some of these people just got to die. Seriously. You know why? Because they willing to ruin it for all of us. They willing to mess up everything for everybody because they're unhappy. They don't like their life. So they want all of us to be unhappy, hurting, crying, in prison, jail, sick, insane. Some of them gotta go. Some of them just gotta go. Enough is enough. Some of them just got to go. And I ain't saying that somebody need to blow their head off or they need to have sickness. You have two types of death. You have a mental death and you have a spiritual death and you have a physical death. And right now, all I see is people operating on such a low level, such a low level. And we at a time where we need strength. We need unity. We need strength. We need powerful people. That's saying, yo, this is what's going on. Oh, yo, what's up, my dude? What's going on? I have so much positive conversations with the homies. Yo, my dudes be calling me. Yo, we talk about so much, dope stuff. Like, yo, we talk about powerful stuff. So sometimes I'm telling y'all, I forget that social media. I be forgetting that that this takes place because I be, you know, in a world where, yo, all I see is greatness. But this tries to pull you into this. And I'm like, yo, when does it stop? When does it end? When does it end? You have beautiful flowers. You have good fruit. You have all types of stuff blossoming and blooming. And then you got them weeds. What is the weeds doing? The weeds is trying to stop the fruit and the vegetation from blossoming. And that's why they say you got to weed it out. You got to weed it out. That's where we at right now. So future references. Somebody say something negative about me. Salute to them. If somebody, whatever anybody has to say about me, yo, I hope that they get the help that they need. I'm not your enemy. I'm not their enemy. I have no beef with nobody. I have no issues with anybody. I'm just, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I'm worried about my health. I'm worried about my happiness. I'm not worried about anybody else outside of my home except my loved ones. But I say it again. Some of these people got to go. Because they really trying to mess it up for everybody. With their shenanigans and their nonsense. And it's like enough is enough. We in the information age. It's 2020. It's so much you can learn. You ain't learned no new skill. You know how many skills I done acquired since I've been in this crib? Push-up game up to par. I ain't never was a push-up dude like that. I always hit the weights and all that. Push-up game, like, it's so much that I've been doing, acquiring, like, yo, hold up. Damn, I done learned more in 90 days than I done did in 4 years in certain instances. That's what this is all about. How could you be a man with children? Legitimate, illegitimate, whatever the case may be, steps, adopted. And you playing with grown people on the internet. You don't worry about how your children's going to look at you one day. Oh, because all that matters is that you're getting an AdSense check and you're able to buy them nice stuff and material things, but you don't have to teach them any morals, values, and principles because you're able to just reward them with nice things, right? They live in a nice house and all that. So what's the difference between you and somebody twerking? What's the difference between you and a chick with an OnlyFans page? You the same dude. Your YouTube is your OnlyFans. Your Instagram is your OnlyFans. Same thing. Same principles. Cut it out. With that, I'm Doggy Diamonds. I have an interview to do with the name is Heritage Hip Hop. They hit me up to do an interview. So I got a call in. They're gonna interview me. Salute to y'all. Salute to everybody out there on the check-in. Salute to everybody that's going to listen to the playback. If you haven't, subscribe to Doggy Diamonds No Filter on iTunes. Please do. If you haven't subscribed to Doggy Diamonds No Filter on Spotify, please do. This is the audio podcast. Yes, I do video, but I do audio also. So just, thank everybody for their support. I'm on social media. All social media pages. I'm on TikTok, but I ain't on there doing no don't rush challenges. I'm not changing my clothes. I'm not doing none of that madness. I'm, grooving, what I'm saying? Studying, reading, and, big things is happening for me. And I'm just staying in that realm. But, 11 minutes of madness did take place. And shout out to y'all, man, for who been supporting me and all that. You know what I'm saying? And remember, I never fall off. I just fall back. You know, y'all, you know, if I step on this gas, everybody in trouble. I'm trying to let y'all breathe and eat. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. I paved the way. I'm one of the founders of it. Trust me. Don't get cute. Don't get gassed. Do what you do. I'm happy for everybody. I supported everybody. I'm happy to see everybody doing well. Leave me alone. So, it is what it is. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Until next time, peace out. All right, all right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.